Shell's mark. Maybe called Slichas man. So Slichas man is a Schwartz man, but we'll see how much we could do. I was going to do a separate shiur psicho. I think I'll wait till after the Mishnah to do that. It's better to get up with right away. Once we have a, I don't know if I have a complete roster. Once we have a complete roster, then we have to figure out how to take attendance. It's better for me to take attendance so I get to know the names. But I think it could take a long time. Okay, we'll see. Let's begin. We're going to begin at the beginning. So the Mishnah says, "Hashutfin shirotu lasis mechitzu v'chotzer, loyim sakaisel ba'emsa." So we'll see in the Gemara has two lashonos, what exactly the meaning of mechitz is. The first lashon in the Gemara is mechitz means a wall. So shutfin divided up b'chotzer, and then they decided when they're dividing the b'chotzer that they're going to build a wall. So according to that lashon, the Gemara says, apparently if they don't want to build a wall, they don't have to. Neither one can force the other one. They have to both agree to build the wall. If one party doesn't want to build the wall, he's not obligated. That lashon holds. That's the first lashon in the Gemara, that Hezek real lav shmei Hezek. And the second lashon in the Gemara is that the word mechitza means a division. Shutvin agreed to divide the chotzer. So we must be talking about a chotzer that they have to agree to divide. One party can't force the other one to divide it. It means a chotzer she'em b'kadei chaluk. I assume everybody saw the Gemara till Lav Gimel. So they agreed to divide the chotzer. It's the fact that they had to agree to divide the chotzer is not so important. We won't talk about it. But the point is, they're making shutfin are making a chaluk and a chotzer. It happens to be that they agreed to make a chaluk and a chotzer. It's a chotzer, they need an agreement. It's a small chotzer that they don't both agree they're not going to be chalukit. But the salient point is, they're making a chaluk and the chotzer. Once they're making a chaluk and the chotzer, then they have to be b'ayinim as a kaisel b'emsa. Meaning, even if one party doesn't want, if neither party doesn't want, they can do whatever they want. But even if one party doesn't want, the other one can force him to build a kaisel, b'emsa. And that's based on the idea that Hezek re'io shmei Hezek. And that's the lashon we pass it like. That's the lashon right now for the time being. Mostly we're going to be talking about, because that's the lashon that we hold the halacha, Hezek Kriya Shmei Hezek. And therefore, even if one party does not want to build a wall, but the other party wants to build a wall, then they have to build a wall. Rashi says, Shutfin, Sheish Nam Chotzer B'Shutfis, V'bot Yishneim Psuchum L'Seichay. V'chol Chatzer Shishonu Chacham L'Fnei Habatim Heim V'Rev Tashmishin B'Chotzer. So Rashi is at pains to tell me that the chutz that we're talking about is not a chutz, not a backyard. It's in a backyard. That's not where they did rave touch. They didn't do rave touch mission in the backyard. Backyard was mostly for storage. It's not a mokum dira. And since it's not a mokum dira, maybe it's not so poshut that there would be a hezekriya. But we're talking over here about a chutz that's in front, where the courtyard of the houses that opened into the courtyard. That's where they did in Yoni rave touch mission was bechutzer. That's where they did in Yoni dira. So the Maram says, but some of the Pshat in Rashi is, what is Rashi, why is this important for Rashi to tell me? Because, so the Maram says, Rashi's assuming that Hezek Kriya Shmei Hezek, like that Lashon, like the second Lashon of the mother, Hezek Kriya Shmei Hezek. So Rashi's telling me, this idea that Hezek Kriya Shmei Hezek, it's really only in a chotzer. In a backyard, maybe Hezek Kriya is not Shmei Hezek, or at least not on the level of a chotzer. Maybe on the level of a gino.
Long time.
Yeah, how are you doing? Yeah, so anyways, the Maram says that the Rashi needs to tell me what the Merachotzel is, the Fnei about them, not a Chotzel, that's a Chere about them. That Rashi is going like the Lishna Basra, that we're talking here, that the Mishnah is driven by the idea of Hezekriya. So the Hezekriya that we're talking about is the Hezekriya of a place that's Reif Tashmisha the Chotzel. Rechovash a Chere about them, and you don't necessarily have this level of Hezekriya. Maybe you have a level of a Gino, we'll learn later about Gino, but that's a lower level. But the level of Chotzel is only with Fnei about them. It's a little bit dochuk in Rashi to say that this Rashi is going only in the Lishna Basra of the Gemara. Maybe it's not so terrible. Rashi telling me the emes. The emes is that a chotzer is l'fnei abatim. Even l'fi Lishna Basra, it's still true that a chotzer is l'fnei abatim. Not so important for me to know, but it nonetheless is true. So it's not like this Rashi is false according to the Lishna Kama. It's true as a fact. Chatzeris rose l'fnei abatim. But it's necessary in order to understand the Lishna Basra. We'll see later when we get to the Gemara Amud Beis. Maybe there's more to it than that. Yeah, good. It's right. Then the Rashi's Be'emsa. Zemes and Michel Kachasi Mokoyim Oyvi Akoysil V'chainze. Each one gives. What does it mean, Be'emsa? Be'emsa means. What does it mean, Be'emsa? When you divide a Bechotzer, maybe both partners don't have. Let's say I have a chotzer. Let's say they divided up the chotzer, but they divided up the chotzer in such a way that not both sides of the chotzer are not the same size for some reason. So would the kreisel still be b'emsa? So there's a little shaila in Mefarshim. There are shashas misulpin about it here in the Mishnah. Let's say the chotzer. One person had a bigger chotzer than the other. How would it be? Maybe they weren't equal shutfim. Maybe when they went into the shutfis, one had 2/3 and one had 1/3. Now they're dividing up. One has 2/3 and one has 1/3. So there are shashim and supik. Do they still divide the kaisel, the mokum, and the avodim? They also divide it equally, or then they divide it proportionately? But there's a ramah. The ma'is that's a ramah. The ramah is beferish that nonetheless they divide it equally. Nonetheless they divide it equally. The ramah explains. We'll get back to this later. The Ramah explains, even though normally if you have tzrochei achotzer, so you divide the tzrochei achotzer, let's say, there's a halacha later on, that if the tzrochei achotzer, all the bnei achotzer have to contribute to the expenses of the tzrochei achotzer. To build a beishar, for example, that all the people in the chotzer have to contribute. But they contribute proportionately. So one person has a bigger chalik in the chotzer, he contributes more. So the Ramah says, why don't you say the same thing over here? So the Ramah says, no, because here the Mechayev is that they're being masik each other. So they both have the same Chiyav of Hachokas Nezokah. Maybe important going forward. Anyway, I don't know if there's anything to build on the Rashi. Rashi is talking about a Poshut the case where they're equal Shutfim. The Ramah, the Rashash, they're talking about they're not Poshut the case where they're not equal. Maybe Rashi's not even talking about that case. What's it in such a case? But the Ramah says that nonetheless they divided equally. I think it's about time to Shulchan Aruch this Ramah. Yeah.
Just practically, they would have to build the walls. If the chatzer is divided and one has 75%, the other one has 25%, Ramah says you have to build the wall in the middle?
No, you don't have to build the wall in the middle. The middle is it belongs to only one person. It means that each one contributes half of the space for the wall, and half of the avonim. They don't contribute proportionally. They contribute equally because they're both mazikim. Once you're a mazik, it doesn't your chiyav hachokas nezokin is the same whether you're being mazik a big chotzer or a small chotzer. You have to be mazik. They both have the same chiyav hachokas nezokin, so therefore they build the kaisel equally. They both mazikim equally. Yeah, the Mishnah says. What does it mean? Hakol k'minag aniv. Meaning, depending what kind of wall they build in that medina, gvil, gosus, kvisim, levenim, different kinds of walls, that's determined by k'minag medina. The gvil is nice and gimel tvachim, is nice and gimel tvachim, because the gvil is six tvachim in all, so each one gives three tvachim of mokem and avonim. The gosus is nice and tvachim and mechzav, nice and tvachim and mechzav. The kvisim is nice and tvachim, is nice and tvachim, levenim is nice and tefachum mechzav, is nice and tefachum mechzav. So it says in the Mishnah, two halachas in regard to when you're building a wall. First of all, it says halacha, what kind of wall? There are two variables here. What kind of wall do they have to build? And how big a wall do they have to build? The Mishnah doesn't talk about the height. I think most of the height is Dalet Amos. So the type of wall they have to build is governed by Minig HaMedina. The width of the wall, the Mishnah doesn't say it's all governed. It's governed by Minig HaMedina. The Mishnah says that there are shiur, five tvachim, six tvachim, three tvachim, depending on the kind of wall. That apparently most Rishonim hold, at least that's not determined by Minig HaMedina. And the Shishal, why not? What's the difference? If the same way the type of kaisel is determined by Minig HaMedina, so why isn't the width of the kaisel determined by Minig HaMedina? So that we'll see. Tosis and the Rosh they. I have a discussion about that. We'll see going forward. a minig aruah, it's also machlekes yishayim. Taisa says that the shiurim of the Mishnah and the width of the wall that means, let's say gevil is supposed to be six tefachim. The Mishnah is that gevil is six tefachim. So Taisa says that means even if the minig is to build gevil seven tefachim, so we ignore that minig. So Taisa says because it's a waste. Once you have a wall of gevil at six tefachim, the extra tefach is not doing anything. So that minig is a minig shtus. So you only have to do six tefachim. What if you had a minog to build gevil less than six tefachim? So Taisa says that's okay. Then we would follow the minog. The Mishnah lays that shiurim. The shiurim represent the maximum. A minog, even if the minog amidin is to do more, but you don't have to do more than six tefachim. Six tefachim is the maximum. But if the minog is to do less, so Taisa says, what's wrong with less? Less of Ari could do less. He says, it's not worse than if the minig was to make a worse wall. If the minig to do Levainim is good, and if the minig to do Kfisim is good, then a minig to do Gvil, five Tvachim's worth, is also good. It's not as good as six Tvachim, but to that extent, we follow a minig Amedina, that if the minig Amedina is to make a wall, that's not so good, so that's a good minig. Other Rishonim say that a wall is less than six Tvachim, that if the minig is to do a Gvil, five Tvachim, that also doesn't count. Once the minig is Gvil, so the proper way to do Gvil is a Shisha Tvachim. We'll talk about later, Mitzvah Shem, what's the svar of the chalukim. Hakol kaminig hamedino. The Gemara says Hakol kaminig hamedino is coming lasuye chutzav adafna. Then in a place, the Mishnah only goes down to Levainim. That's the smallest wall. The most inferior wall of the Mishnah describes explicitly. But by saying Hakol Kaminig HaMedino, the Mishnah is coming to be marveh that a minug of Hutzav HaDafna is also legitimate minug, and that we would also follow. Hutzav HaDafna is like a wooden wall. It's made with poles and slat and fronds and whatever. Anyway, it's a Hutzav HaDafna. What if the minute was to do less than Hutzav HaDafna? What if the minute was to make walls out of paper? In Japan, I think, they used to make walls out of paper. So what is that? So Taisus brings from Rabbi Natam, that already is nothing. That's a minigstus. Lasui, Hutzav HaDafna, that means they can go down to Hutzav HaDafna, but not less than Hutzav HaDafna. Many of you shouldn't bring this Rabbi Natam. The Rabban is chaylik. The Rabban says Hutzav HaDafna, the Gemara says Hutzav HaDafna only by way of example. But it doesn't matter. Whatever the minig is, even if it's less than Hutzav HaDafna, it's also legitimate minig. Most Rishonim hold like Rabbi Natan, I think, that Hutzav HaDafna is the minimum. Less than Hutzav HaDafna is not a minig. Rabbi Yoina and the Rashba say Chiddush that even though in a mokum where the noig Hutzav HaDafna, it's a legitimate minhag. That's for sure. And a mokum and a noig and Hutzav HaDafna, it's a legitimate minhag. But let's say you have a mokum where they have no minhag at all. There's no minhag. It's a brand new city. There's no established minhag. So Rabbi Yoina says that then you make a wall of Levainim, not Hutzav HaDafna. Meaning the walls that I mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah, they have a Shem Kaisel Be'etzim. It's my asbar. That's be'etzim a kaisel. Levainim, kfisim. That's be'etzim a wall. So if there's a minig to do a big wall, a better wall, a deluxe wall, so you have to follow the minimum. If there's no minig at all, so you make a wall. What's the minimum wall? Levainim. Hutzav HaDafna, without a minig to buttress it, Hutzav HaDafna b'chal doesn't have a shem kaisel. If there's a minig to do less, to do Hutzav HaDafna, so the minig could make Hutzav HaDafna also into a wall. But without a minhag, even then Hutzav HaDafna is nothing. So maybe we'll talk for a few minutes just in general terms. Why do we need minhag? Why do we follow minhag HaMedina b'chal? Bishtam according to the Lishna Kama. Let's start with the Lishna Kama. The Lishna Kama learns that we're talking about a case where we're going Hezek Real Ashme Hezek. So if they don't want to build a wall, if one party doesn't want to build a wall, he doesn't have to build a wall. The case is they agreed to build a wall. They made a kinyan to build a wall. They agreed to do a wall. So obviously, if they said explicitly, we agree to make a wall of vil, and they have to make a wall of vil, if they said explicitly what kind of wall they're talking about, then that's what they agreed to do. The Minhag HaMedina then is not going to play a role. So it must be that we're talking about a case where they didn't agree to, they didn't specify the kind of wall. They made a deal, they made a kinyan, that we're going to build a wall. We're going to build a wall. But they didn't say what kind of wall it's going to be. So I kind of say it, Mr. Stomach, you follow Minhag HaMedina, because we assume what they had in mind was the Minhag HaMedina. Unless they specify otherwise, then we assume that that what they had in mind was the Minhag HaMedina. But if you hold like the Lishna Basra of the Gemara, which is the lashon that we pass on like, that they didn't agree to do anything. They agreed to divide the chutz. That's it. Nobody said anything about a wall. And one of them doesn't want to build a wall. But we forced them to build a wall. We forced them to participate in building a wall because Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. So since they're mazik each other by Hezek Riyah, so they have a chiyuv, it's had hachokas nizokin, to build a wall. But why is that to be committing a medina? What do I care that the Minhag HaMedina is to build gil? But a wall of futzav adatno is also masalak hezek riyo. So why can't they build a wall? Why can't the guy say, I'm not interested in a wall, I don't want a wall. So what are you coming to me telling me I have to build a wall because of hezek riyo? Okay, so we'll build a wall of Hutzav Adafna. Hutzav Adafna also takes off Hezek Riyah. I have to build a wall of Vil. I ask the Minhag HaMedina. Who cares about the Minhag HaMedina? I'm not looking to make a fashion statement. I'm just looking to be Mesalak Hezek Riyah. So for Hezek Riyah, Hutzav Adafna is enough. What's the Mechayev to build a wall of Minhag HaMedina? So this is Machlokes Yishayim. Machlokes Yishayim is not explicit, but we can extrapolate that it's Machlokes Yishayim. The discussion starts with the Rosh and Siman Hay. The Rosh and Siman Hay, again, he doesn't talk explicitly why do you have to follow Minhag HaMedina. But he has the following question, following Shaila Laloch. Let's say you have two partners, called Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven goes to Shimon and he says, Shimon, we want to build a wall and this is a place where they know you big vil, Shishatvachim. So I want you to ship in $1,000. And we're going to build a wall together, Bigvil, Shishatvachim, like it says in the Mishnah. So Shimon says, you know what? I don't want to build a wall of Vil. It's a lot of money. I want to build a wall of Futsub Adafna. But I'll tell you what, says Shimon. So that's clear in the Mishnah. Islamization, Shimon can't say that. Shimon can't say, we'll build a wall of Futsub Adafna. You have to follow Minhag HaMedina. What if Shimon says to Reuven, you know what? I'll do it myself. I'll take on the whole expense. I'll do it in my side of the chatzah. You don't have to do anything. I will build on my side of the dividing line. With my money, I'll build the wall of Utsav Adafna. That way I won't be massacred anymore with Hezek Riyah. And goodbye. Goodbye. So the Rosh first brings Yesh Mefarshim, and the Rosh himself agrees with this Yesh Mefarshim. Yes, Rosh is the other opinion. But the Rosh first brings an opinion, which the Rosh agrees to, and the Rosh, that is fine. Shimon is within his rights to do that. Because after all, he took off the Hezek Riyah. Shimon, the whole Mechayev is Hezek Riyah. Shimon says, I'll build a wall that'll take off the Hezek Riyah. It's a Vadatna. I'll build a wooden wall. I can't see through. You can't see through. And so that's it. You have no further claim on it. The Mishnah says you follow Minhag HaMedina. Says the Rosh, you know when you follow Minhag HaMedina? You follow Minhag HaMedina when Shimon does not want to do it on his own. Shimon wants to do it together with Reuven. Shimon's only willing to do it b'shutfus. But Shimon says to Reuven, let's build b'shutfus a cheap wall of Hutzav Adafna. So then Reuven can say to Shimon, I don't want to build a wall of Hutzav Adafna because any rates of last days my Isayan parts. I don't want to waste my money. We're going to build the wall of Hutzav Adafna. So it's going to last for, not going to last for so long. It'll last one season. Next year we're going to have to build another wall. I don't want to waste my money. I want to build a wall, a quality wall, that will last, for the duration. And ain't mal for alamol. Once and for good. We'll have a war. So then, Reuben can insist that they follow minhag hamedina. In other words, basically, what the Rosh is saying in this opinion, which is the opinion the Rosh holds from, is that the mechayev to follow minhag hamedina is that minhag hamedina. Hezek Riyah is not Mechayev Minhag HaMedina. Hezek Riyah per se, just to be Mesalek Hezek Riyah, all you have to do is that you could build the wall of Utsav Adafna. The Nekudah here is, since they want to build the Peshutvis, one party is not volunteering to do it on his own. Nobody here is volunteering to do it on his own, to take on the whole burden and the whole space. They're doing it Peshutvis. Just one party wants to do Peshutvis Bigvil, and one party wants to do Peshutvis Utsav Adafna. So there the Mishnah says that the party that wants to follow the Minhag HaMedina wins because he has a good time. He can say less than the Minhag HaMedina is a waste of money. So we have to follow the Minhag HaMedina. The other party wants to do it on the cheap. So the party that wants to do it properly can say, no, we're going to do it properly to Minhag HaMedina because anything less is a waste of money. You want me to contribute, then it has to be done properly. Yeah,
why can't they, like, negotiate
in
a mutually beneficial way where the
Let's say
that an person can
Well, I'll cut you short. If they, whatever they agreed to, they could do.
No, but the Gemara says no.
Whatever they agreed to, they could do. The Gemara is telling where they didn't agree. One party wants to do Minhag HaMedina, and one party wants to do less than Minhag HaMedina.
When the Gemara says the Emtza, right? Rashi says that the case is that you can move it, meaning he says, oh, I want to do either a smaller wall or to move the Kosel more onto your side a little bit. So why can't they agree to move the Kosel a little bit more onto your side? And it's mutually beneficial.
Again, if they agree to do it, they could agree to do it. They could agree not to have a wall at all. If Shutvin could divide a chutz and they don't want to have a wall at all, they could agree to that too. We're talking about whatever they agree to, they could do. There's no rules. By definition, we're talking about where they don't agree. So the Mishnah says, if they don't agree, this is the one who wants to do can, like the Mishnah. They can be kai for the other one. One can be kai for the other one to build a wall to be mishtatan from the wall to Minhag HaMedina. If he doesn't want to be kaifim, if he doesn't want to go to Beis Din, they can make up to do whatever they want. They can have a paper wall. They can have no wall. Vada, that's a double poshut. We're not talking where they agreed. We're talking where they didn't agree. If they don't have a wall, Beis Din is not going to come in and say, no, you have to have a wall. They can do whatever they want. So anyway, that's the Shita Sarosh. The Shita Sarosh is that the Vilna Gosas business over here, the Minhag HaMedina, is based on that consideration that any way Tzolas is my Samparas. And that's all that it is. But Mitzad Hezek Re'iyah, you could build the wall of Utsav Adafna. And therefore, if you're going to take on the whole expense, so then there's no issue of Amparas, then Ilcharam, you could build the wall of Utsav Adafna. However, so one second, let me just talk for a second about this very briefly. Why is Amparas determined by Minhag HaMedina? So Rosh is saying the whole idea of Minhag HaMedina, you have to follow Minhag HaMedina, is because Reuben can say to Shimon, I don't want to waste my money. So therefore we have to build Minhag HaMedina. Why does Minhag HaMedina determine what's a waste of money? Why don't Chazal should say, what's called a waste of money? What's a good investment in a wall? So I think the pshat is poshut. That what's called a waste of money is a relative term. Last time I said Shirin Baba Vasa, I gave a moshul that somebody, when I need to buy a watch, so I go, I buy a Timex watch. And it costs me whatever, it costs me $30, $40. I have a Timex watch, it's watched me for a few years. I wouldn't buy a watch from AliExpress, because it's a waste, even though it's cheap, but it's a waste of money, because I know a month later I'm going to have to buy another watch, or it's going to come not working in the first place. So I buy a Timex watch. Now, I could go out and buy a Rolodex, and that could be Meirushit to my great-grandchildren. But I don't have the money to buy a Rolodex, so I buy within my means, for me, a Timex watch. That's a watch that's not a waste of money. AliExpress is a waste of money. No offense taken if anybody, but... another person, maybe for somebody who's richer than me, has different hasagas than me, he might think a Timex watch is a waste of money. It's only going to last a couple of years. You want to buy a watch, you got to spend $1,000 and you buy a better watch. A watch that'll last forever, it'll last 10 years. It's relative. So, therefore, the Gemara says, you can't just give one size fits all. What's called the Maisa Emparis? What's called the waste of money? It depends. There might be one Medina where people have a lot of money and they build fancy houses made out of brick and so on. And when they build walls that are made out of grill and are going to last, they're going to last for Lidoris. And anything less, they consider it to be a waste of money. And then you could have another village somewhere in the third world where they have no such hasogas for them. If they can manage to build the wall of Vutzavadafna, they're happy. So that's a relative term. Minhag HaMedina is, in that Medina, what are people considered to be a decent wall? And that determines, that's the baseline for Minhag HaMedina. You want to do less than that so the other one can tie in any way so it lasts as much as Emperor's. But to do more than that, that you can't force the other guy to do. He has the hasogas of the Minhag HaMedina. Then the Rosh brings the Yesh Mefarshim.
Doesn't Minhag HaMedina usually include more things than just the sturdiness of the wall? Like in a very rich place, the Minhag HaMedina might be something that looks really nice, even though there's a cheaper wall that's just as sturdy.
Yeah, but I assume that he can't force on the other party. First of all, I'm not sure that the Messias is true. But even if the Messias is true, I think they just built stone walls and that's all they had was stone walls. But even if the Messias were true, it could be that he can't force on the other fellow. I can force you to build a wall that'll last, because less than that I consider it to be a waste of money. But if I want to do a fancy wall, even if that's the minimum, fancy, that's at my expense. Okay.
Could it also be that a chalukah carries with it the expectation that you're going to build a wall coming out of
Medina. You're opening up a complicated door, but right now there's no pshat in the Rosh. The Rosh says because any rights he lasts is Moshe Amparas. So pshat in the Rosh, that Rosh is pshat. The Rosh is saying the Rosh is saying mitzad hezek ri'ya, you can build the wall of Vutzavadafna. But you want the other guy to participate, you can't force him to build a cheap wall, because a cheap wall he can say is a waste of money. That's the Rosh. And then the Nafkamin is if you claim this the Tait Shalai, then you can build the wall of Vutzavadafna. And he can't say Buddha. Then the Rosh brings the Yesh Mefarshim. This Yesh Mefarshim is also the Ramban and the Rashba. They say that even if Shimon is going to be kindness l'teich shaloi, I forgot already now who was Reuven or who was Shimon. Okay, but even if Shimon says I want to be kindness l'teich, I'm going to be kindness l'teich shaloi and I'm going to build the Hutzav Adatna, Reuven can say to him, no, I don't want it. Reuven's not laying out any money. There's no money on Paris. Shimon's going to take out all the expense. But Reuven could say to Shimon, going to build a wall of Vutzavadafna, so a year from now it's going to fall down. It's going to fall down. I'm going to have to run to Basin to get you to put it back up. So I don't want that I should have to be constantly running to Basin. I don't want that I should constantly have to be Misatzim Bedin. I'm taking you to Basin now that you should build a wall. Because that's the case. Reuben's taking Shimon to Basin. Again, if they're not taking anybody, nobody's going to Basin. And they both agree, because in date they can do whatever they want. The case is Reuben is taking Shimon to Basin. Shimon says to Shimon, I'm forcing you now to build a wall. You want to build a wall of Vutzavadafta? So a year from now, I'm going to have to take you to Beis Din again. So I don't want that. I have to constantly be Misatzim Imcha B'din. That's the time, that's what the Yesh Mefarshim say. And therefore, even if Shimon is willing to take on the whole expense and to donate the whole karka for the wall, even if Shimon is willing to do all of that, Reuven can say, I don't want it. I want Dafka wall of Vil B'gozis because I don't want to have to constantly be Misatzim Imcha B'din. The Rosh is Chaylik. And the Rosh says he doesn't think that that's a taina. Shimon says, I'm building a wall. I'm not being massacred by Herzeg Riyah. I maybe a year from now the wall will fall down. So I say, I'm going to build the wall again. If the wall falls down, I'll rebuild it. We'll rebuild it. Or I'll rebuild it. Because he's kind of to touch the leg. If the wall falls down, I'll rebuild it. And you say that it maybe going to have to take me to Beis Din. Okay, so you'll take me to Beis Din. Yesh Shaftim Bar, says the Rosh. Don't about to beat him around. So that's not a time. You can't say to Reuben can't say to Shimon, I want you to build a wall because I'm afraid that you won't rebuild it if it falls. I want you to build a wall of Gula Gozes because I'm afraid if you build a cheap wall it'll fall down and we're going to have to go to Basin again. That's not a time. Shimon says, "I will go. I will rebuild the wall if it falls down. And if Chalila, I won't. So you'll take me to Beis Din. What's the problem?" In other words, it comes out that according to this Yesh Mefarshim, it's a different shot in the Mishnah. Besides the machlokes that they're having about the particular case where Shimon is willing to be claimed as l'teich shaloi, it's also machlokes about how to understand shot in the Mishnah. Why do we follow Minhag HaMedina? What's the point over here of following Minhag HaMedina? According to the Rosh, the point of following Minhag HaMedina is because less than Minhag HaMedina is a waste of money. So neither one can be forced to lay out money for what might be a waste of money. So I don't have to put money into a bandugel. You want me to put down money, it has to be solid. Minhag HaMedina. That's the Rosh. Whereas according to the Ramban, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, we'll see in a minute, it's the Ramban and the Rosh, but according to the Yesh Mefarshim, the reason why you follow Minhag HaMedina has nothing to do with wasting money. Doesn't matter. Wasting money is not the issue. The reason why you follow Minhag HaMedina is because you have to make a wall that will settle the entire once and for all. And if you're going to build a wall that's less than the Minhag HaMedina, then the wall one day is going to fall down. And again, this must be governed by Minhag HaMedina, what's considered to be a Dover Kayim. But it has to be a wall that's a Dover Kayim. And what, because if it's not a Dover Kayim, then he's going to have to constantly be Misatzimim Bebedin. And the one who wants to build a proper wall has a taina. I don't want to have to be proper. The one who's taking Reuben, who's taking Shimon to Beis Din, can say, "Reuben, I'm taking you, Shimon, I'm taking you to Beis Din to build a wall that'll be a Dover Kayim that I shouldn't have to take you to Beis Din again." So that's why we follow Minhag HaMedina. Again, like I said before, why is that governed by Minhag HaMedina? Because Minhag HaMedina governs what's called the Dover Kayim, one of the musogim of a Dover Kayim. According to the, you know, what that Medina considers to be a Dover Kayim. So now, I said this is the sheet of the Ramban and the Rashba. Look at the Ramban and the Rashba inside. It could be they're not exactly the same. They both say the same halacha, but they say it in a slightly different way. Pull out a Ramban. Maybe we'll start with the Rashba. It's also a good idea to bring Kibbutz this year, generally speaking. Even though I'm not saying every day we're going to use it, but for when we do, it's good night. I guess if you have it all on your laptop, maybe you don't need to. I don't know. But yeah, anyway. So the Rashba is the Divrei HaMaskil. It's on Beis Amud Aleph. The Divrei HaMaskil Oig Yesh Meir Avosu. So that's the Rosh. That the whole din that you have to build a Gilgal B'Gosa is if they're building it B'Shutfus. But if one party is willing to do it on his own, then he can build it as flimsy as he wants. So I'm not going to read the whole Rashba. The Rashba is chaylik. You look at just the last line of the paragraph. Where he's explaining why he's chaylik. He doesn't like this. Lefi sheyochel ze loy meloy. Af kishetichnos l'teich shelcha, eini reitz liyos imcha b'chal sho'a b'dino v'dayno. I don't want to have to be there. I don't want to have to be every day. I don't have to be constantly running the basin with you. That's the way the Rashba says it. So in the Rashba, it sounds like the time is on the Etzim running to basin. I don't want to have to waste all my time in basin getting you to rebuild the wall. Let's build a wall and it'll be a good wall, and I won't have to always be running to basin. The Ramban. Basin and Aleph. Tibur Maskel is a Pirush. In my Ramban, it's the top of the second column. In my Kibbutz, it's the top of the second column. You have the regular. So the Losh in the Ramban is the top line. V'afel gav da high kaisel l'ktani masnisin le'avdin le'elim yishem hezek v'yo. Says, why do you have to build Kvil Begozis? The whole thing's al hezek ri'ah, like the Gemara says, Mishnah Basar. The whole reason why he has to build a wall, why Reuben could be kai for Shimon to build the wall, is because of hezek ri'ah. And hutzav adapt is enough to take off the hezek ri'ah. So what is Reuben want from Shimon in Minhag HaMedina? Shimon says, what do you want from me? Hezek ri'ah? I'm building hutzav adapt, no more hezek ri'ah. Zok the Rabban. Afilu hochi kai fin zeh seh, lifnes kaisel, binyin, shema yipil, because maybe if it's a cheap wall, it'll fall down. V'haloi eina yoytze lifnes. And Shimon, we're calling him, is not going to want to rebuild. Reuben's going to have to take Shimon to Beistin. But here the Ramban has a few words. And meanwhile, Shimon's going to be nisik. Reuben's going to be nisik from Shimon's hezekriya. It sounds in the Ramban like the Tain is not the etzim running to Beistin. That's like the waste of time that he has to run to Beistin. That's not the taina. We need a taina of hezek ri'ah. The taina is that meanwhile it's going to schlep out in Beistin, and for all those days, weeks, whatever it takes to make the case in Beistin, meanwhile Shimon's going to be looking at him with, and it's going to be hezek ri'ah. So it's a hezek ri'ah to get taina through and through.
Either way, across the board, the function of Minhag HaMedina is making sure that the wall lasts. Yeah. Why the wall needs to last, this machlokes is shown.
Right, about it. The function of Minhag HaMedina is to make sure that the wall lasts. But why is the wall left to last? So Lefila Rosh, because Moshe and Posh, shouldn't be a waste of money. And if it's not his money, then he has no problem. Then he has no claim. And according to the Ramban and the Rashba, it has to be, it's not because it's a waste of money. Even if one will spend all the money, that's not the issue. The issue is that he doesn't want to be constantly running to Beistin. But the way the Rashba says it, it sounds like it's the running to Beistin itself that's the problem. I don't want to spend my whole day in Beistin. The Ramban makes it sound like, no, that's not the problem per se. It's that if it's going to have to be running to Beistin, then meanwhile, what's going to be with the hezek ri'ah? So he needs something that'll solve the problem of hezek ri'ah on a permanent basis. Thema says, I'm not so sure that it's really a machlekes, the Ramban and the Rashba. Could be the Rashba. The Rashba also means that. Even though he didn't spell it out beferish, it could be the Rashba also means that. Because there's a Rashba later in Amud Beis. The Dibur HaMaskil is Ikamei Ravosa. I'm not going to read it inside. But the Rashba has a discussion in Amud Beis about the following case. We have it, we go after Minhag HaMedina. It says in the Mishnah, we go after Minhag HaMedina all the way down to Hutzav HaDafna. Rabbeinu Tam says, but not less than Hutzav HaDafna. Says the Rashba has a discussion. What about a place? What if there's a Medina where the Minhag is, they don't build walls at all. They just live as they communally. So is that a good minhag? We follow Minhag HaMedina. There the Minhag HaMedina is not to make a wall. Says the Rashba, so the Rashba holds it's not a good minhag. And he says a proof. He says, after all, Rabbi Natan said that the minimum minhag HaMedina is Hutzav HaDafna. A minhag to do less than Hutzav HaDafna, a minhag to do paper walls, is not a good minhag. If a minhag to do paper walls is not a good minhag, then a minhag not to build walls at all is for sure not a good minhag. Then the Rashba, okay, it sounds good, right? If you can't even do paper walls, Rabbeinu Tam is Mizayik from the Gemara, Lasuy Hutzav HaDafna, but not less than Hutzav HaDafna. So if less than Hutzav HaDafna is not an acceptable minhag, so no walls at all is for sure not an acceptable minhag. So the Rashba, then the Rashba continues and he says, maybe you might argue that it's not the same. In a place where they build paper walls, so the paper walls are always going to be, that means the place that they've been, Machban or Hezek Rio. But they build walls, but they're paper walls. So paper walls, they're always going to be tearing, and they're going to always be running to Beistin, so that's not a good minhag. But in a place where they don't have walls at all, so walls, no walls at all, last forever. Walls, invisible walls, last forever. So maybe that's a good minhag. You're not going to be running to Beistin. Says the Rashba, no, that's not an argument. Because the whole problem with the walls tearing and running to Beistin is that meanwhile, you're going to be nisik behezek ri'ah. And if that's not a minhag, because meanwhile you're going to be nisik behezek ri'ah, then a minhag to be soivel behezek ri'ah all the time is for sure not a good minhag. In other words, it says in that Rashba, beferush, that the problem with the walls tearing and running to Beis Din is not the tircha of running to Beis Din. If it was the tircha of running to Beis Din, then a place where they have no walls at all, there's no tircha of running to Beis Din. They have no walls at all. You never have to go to Beis Din. The Rashi says, Beferish, no, it's not that the walls are going to tear per se. It's that while the walls tear, meanwhile, you're going to be Nisik Bezikriya. Like the Ramban, Beni Ubeni, you're going to be Nisik Bezikriya. And if that's not a good minhag, because you don't, even though the minhag there is to every few months, you have to have a little bit of Hezikriya, because the walls tear, that's how they live. The walls tear, the paper walls tear, and then you, it takes a while to put the new walls up, and maybe you have to pressure the guy to put the walls up, and meanwhile, you're going to be Nisik Bezikriya. And that's not a good minhag. Why? That's how they live. They live that every few months they have Hezikriya. And that's not a good minhag. So if that's not a good minhag, so a minhag to live 365 days a year with Hezekiah is for sure not a good minhag. That kind of Rashba. So a kapanim, it's mafurish in the Rashba that even though he didn't say Beferish Amud Aleph, but Amud Beis, he was mashlim, that the problem with running to Beis Din is not the running to Beis Din per se, it's that Beini Ubeini are going to be nizik with Hezekiah. So we have here, yeah.
Could be that they're both holding though on the. Could be that there's still machlokas, but between the rush and
absolutely, but that's for sure. It's still not like the rush. Big enough to mean the lahalacha. Because that's what comes out is that we have broadly speaking we have two mahalchim in the Mishnah. Shitas Arosh is that yesh shayftim baaretz. There's no taina that I'm going to be running to Beis Din and what's going to be beini beini. That's all not a concern. The only taina is the reason why you have to follow minhag medina, why Reuven can force Shimon to follow minhag medina. Is because Reuven can say to Shimon, we have to follow minhag medina because I don't want to waste my money. And therefore, if Shimon says, I'll take the whole expense, don't waste your money, I'll take the whole expense, I'll build it b'toich shali, so the rest is b'feirish that Shimon could do that. Then Reuven should, then Reuven has nothing to say.
And then you're not overruling between.
That Yeshayftim Baretz. The rest is Yeshayftim Baretz. And if Shimon won't build the wall right up right away, you're going to have to run to Beis Din, so you'll run to Beis Din. You can't, it's not a taina. Maybe one day you're going to have to run to Beis Din, and then I'm going to be in Nizik Bezikriya. The taina is I'm being massacred with Hezekiah right now. The Rosh makes a lot of sense. We're going to have to talk. I don't think we're not going to have time today. But we're going to have to. One of the things we're going to be talking about is, the Rosh is right. If I come to you with a taina, you're being massacred me. So I say, okay, I'm going to stop being massacred me. Or you say, you come to me with a taina. I'm being massacred you. In some way, whatever it is, I'm being massacred you. And I say, okay, I'll take away the Hezek. You see, yeah, but I'm afraid that even though you're taking away the Hezek now, but maybe a month from now you're going to do it again. A year from now you're going to do it again. That's the taina. The taina is I'm being masik you now. I took away the Hezek. So where do you have a right to come in taina? Not only do I want you to take away that, not only do you want me to take away the Hezek, but you want me to take away the Hezek in such a way that I'll never be masik you. I promise I'm not going to be masik you again. You see, very nice. Thank you for reminding me. I'm going to build a wall. And if it ever falls down, I'll build another wall, and I'm never going to be massacred with Hezekiah. And you say, and what do you say to me? You say, I don't. You're saying you don't believe me. You think that if the wall falls down, I'm not going to build rebuild it. Then you're going to have to take me to Beis Din. What kind of time is that? You have a right to say that to somebody. The Rashba very big chiddush. The Ramban and the Rashba saying that it's not enough for Shimon to be masalik the Hezekiah. Reuven can still say to Shimon, "Yes, you're masalik the Hezekiah now, but I don't trust you." I think you're going to put up a wall of Futsu V'dafna now. A year from now, it's going to fall down. And I don't think you're going to put it right back up the way you're supposed to. I think that you're not going to do it. I think you're going to be a scofflaw, and you're not going to put the wall back up, and I'm going to take you to Beis Din. And meanwhile, you're going to be massacring me with Hezekiah. And you can keep your damn wrench. You know the story? The fellow has the car breaks down, and he sees a farmhouse in the distance. He doesn't have a wrench. He sees a farmhouse in the distance. He's going to go borrow a wrench. So while he's walking, it's a ways away. While he's walking, he's thinking about that the farmer's going to probably not going to want to lend him a wrench, not going to trust him, and he gets like he works himself up into a steam that this guy's not going to want to even give him the wrench. So he knocks on the door. The farmer opens up the door and he says, "You can keep your damn wrench." What is this? I'm putting up a wall. You're telling me, Reuven says to Shimon, put up a wall. Shimon says, very nice, I'll put up a wall. We won't be mazik each other as a career. They're first dividing the chutzah now. Shimon says, I'm going to put up a wall, chutzah v'dafna. It's cheap. And if it falls down, it's easy to put it right back up, to build another one. So what do we need this gvil v'gosus? It's a whole big expense, contractors. So Reuven, the Ramban and the Rashi say, yeah, but Reuven can say to Shimon, yeah, but maybe a year from now it's going to fall down, you're not going to want to put it back up, and I might have to take you to Beis Din, and you're not going to listen, and you're going to hire expensive lawyers, and meanwhile I'm going to be Nisik Behezek Riyah. What is this? Is a taina. If it happens, it's a taina. But meanwhile, it hasn't happened yet. What kind of taina is that Reuven's coming to Shimon with? That's basically the Rus. That's what the Rus is. Yesh shayftim ba'aretz. What kind of business is this? That's why you have. That's why we have a system of justice, so that if people do things like that, you can take them to base. And if you can't say now that I'm afraid that that's going to happen in the future, so the Ramban and the Rashba need a hezbo. Now, kapanim. That's the shikus. Ramban and the Rashba is that there is such a taina. And therefore, if the Reuven can say to Shimon, even if you'll take on the whole expense of Lutz of Adafna and you do it Patek Shaloi, not. The Rosh also brings this to Yesh Mepharshim. The Rosh doesn't agree. But this Yesh Mepharshim is the Rabban and the Rashi. That Reuven can say to Shimon, it's not enough, even if you're going to spend the whole money. I want a wall, what they call it, that it'll be Shokayoma. I want a wall that I shouldn't have to be Misatsim Imcha Bedin, and Beni I'm going to be Nizik with Hezekiah. The Pshutte, it could be the Golish Shetosim. Because there's a discussion in Rishayim where we talk about Kaminig HaMedina, Akol Kaminig HaMedina. We look at the rules of the Minig HaMedina. What walls are we talking about? When we make our survey to determine what's the Minig HaMedina, which walls do we include in the survey? So, there's the Rosh. The Rosh is like this. He says, Yesh Shayim, that you look at the houses. What kind of walls do they build in do the houses have? So the Rosh said that altogether makes no sense. Houses have tall walls, and there's a roof that supports the walls and keeps them in place, and you can't judge by houses. You look at Kaisli HaChatzeres. What is you go, you look at all the Chatzeres in town, you see Kaisli HaChatzeres, what are they like? The Rashba says that you look at the Ksalim of Shutfin who divided up what kind of wall and agreed to build a wall, what kind of wall did they build? Here it's a Dintayr. Reuven wants, Shimon doesn't want. So we want to know what's the meaning of Medina. Says the Rashba, we look at other Shutfin who didn't go to Beis Din and they just voluntarily built a wall. All the other Shutfin in town who were Chaylik, what kind of wall did they build? And that determines the meaning of Medina. So the Rosh says, you look at all the Kais Lechatzeres. Doesn't matter, Shutfin, not Shutfin. Kais Lechatzeres. What are the Kais Lechatzeres like? The Rashba says that you look at the Ksolim of Shutfin who divided the Chatzer and built up a wall between them, and what did they agree to build? I think Bipshutta is Mamish Lushitasa. The Rosh holds the reason why we're looking for Minig HaMedina is because Minig HaMedina is here to tell us what's called a waste of money. In this town, what do people consider to be a waste of money? So that could be determined by Kaisle Chatzeres. A guy has a Chatzer, he has no Shochin. He has a Chatzer, all around him is Rishus Rabbim. He has no Shochin. But he built a wall for his Chatzer. What do most people consider to be a waste of money? When people build walls, what do they consider to be a wall that's not a waste of money? So it doesn't have to be shutfin. It can't be houses, because houses have roofs. It's a pile of different engineering. But it's the same engineering as the wall over here. How do people build walls in this town? But according to the Rashba, we're not as busy with what's a waste of money. We're busy with what kind of wall is a person is going to last long enough that the person is satisfied he's not going to have to run to Beistin. So just Kaisli HaChaseres doesn't indicate that. If I have a Chatzar and I don't have any Shechinim, just Rishus HaRabim, so I'm never going to have to run to Beis Din. Because if the wall falls down, I'm the one who's going to put it right back up. So I could build even a flimsy wall. But it could be that people who live alone in their Chatzar by themselves, or people together in a Chatzar who have not divided up and they're just building a Chatzar around all of them together, so they might build flimsy walls. Why not? They're never going to have to run to Beis Din anyway. So just build a flimsy wall. If it falls down, we'll put it right back up. So that's not an indication of what's called a wall that Shutfin might build and be satisfied that they're not going to take it, that they're not going to be running to Beis Din every other day. So I need a Minig HaMedina that'll tell me that. So for that, I have to look at the Minig HaMedina of Shutfin, who divided up the Chatzer. And they didn't go to Beis Din. They both agreed that they both were on the same page. They both wanted not to have to run to Beis Din. Shutfin, who divided up a chatzer, what kind of wall do they build that they're satisfied and that kind of wall that it's going to last long enough that enough that it might fall down and they'll have to run to Beis Din. So that, I think that works out. Mamish l'shitosim, the Rosh and the Rashba. But then there's a fly in the ointment because the Ramban also has this discussion about how do you measure the Ksalo, how do you measure the Minig HaMedina. And the Ramban says, you look at Shar Koisli Ha'ir. Shah Kaisli here, first of all, it sounds like houses. But that's a pella. Houses, the Rosh is right. The houses are engineered differently. They have roofs. How can you look at Shah Kaisli here? So I don't know. Maybe it doesn't mean Shah Kaisli. Maybe it means Chod Kaisli Chatzera Shavir. But that's for sure. He doesn't mean like the Rashba, the Solom of Shutvin who decided to divide up and build a Chayokha. That for sure doesn't fit into the Ramban. So Ramban seems to say, just look at Shah Kaisli. What are you looking at Shah Kaisli? The Ramban is like the Rashba. That the reason why you're building this wall of Gilgaz is in order not to have to run to base then to be Masatsimi Megadin. So how can you look at Shah Kaisli here? Shah Kaisli, that's not an issue.
Could it be the Ramban also
a
Shitaso because he just wants the most sturdy wall to prevent being Kachu Bin Kach? So to look at what other people are using.
But here there is no Benkach. You mean the Benkach of Benkach? Yeah, but the Benkach of Benkach is while I'm being Masatz and Bedin.
Right, so we don't look at what two people are okay with, like this is good enough for us for now, we're okay going to be even later,
right.
Sharsha than the year. We just look at what's normal in this city, what's considered a sturdy wall in this year, that can last for a long time, per se.
Yeah, so you're probably right, but it needs a Hasbar a little bit. No, if our concern is that it's going to be Masatz and Bedin, by Kaisli, you don't have that concern. So Mislama, you're right, Mislama the Pshad is that the Ramban holds, because of this concern of being Masatsami and Bedin, you have to build a Kaishul Shul Kayoma. It can't be ad hoc, it has to be a Kaishul Shul Kayoma. The Ramban has that Lashon Keseder, a Kaishul we're going to see tomorrow, Sunday, Mishra. But the Ramban and the Rashi use Keseder that Lashon of Kaishul Shul Kayoma. It has to be a Kaishul Shul Kayoma, because if it's not Shul Kayoma, if not durable, then he's going to have to run to base and then Beni Beni will be Nisik Pesikriya. So now we know what's called a durable wall. So the Ramban holds that the emes is that people stamaze build durable walls. Even Shah Kaislier is also are durable walls. People build durable walls. Normally, people who are not fighting with each other, they build durable walls. So Ramban says, the minig of Kaislier, that determines what's called durable. Again, because durable is a relative term. It's durable 1,000 years, 500 years, the same way we talked about, Amparis is a relative term. Durable is a relative term. So Ramban holds, I want to measure what are people in this town considered to be durable. I don't have to measure what are they considered to be durable in the context of a neighbor who you might have to take to it in Torah. The Rashba says you have to mamish fine-tune it. What's durable in the context that I have a neighbor and I want to make sure I don't have to go to it in the Torah with her? The Ramban says you don't have to look so minutely. What's considered to be durable in general? If it's durable in general, then it's durable for this too. So how do I measure durable in general? Well, Kaisli are probably durable in general because people build Ksalim, they build them to be durable. Yeah.
Isn't there also Hezekiah and Rabin though?
Yeah, but I don't think the Rabin to it in Torah. I'm still going to have to build a wall. So there's no Beni Beni. The Beni Beni is while I'm being Masatsim and Bedin. With whom I'm being Masatsim, that's still the way they're actually structured. The Beni Beni is not the second that it falls down. That's apparently negligible. The Beni Beni is while I'm being Masatsim and Bedin. If I have my own chotzer, so if it falls down, there's no Masatsim Yimei Bedin, I'm going to build it up right away. Who am I going to take to the Torah? Myself. So there, I'm going to build it up right away. So then there's no, and if I don't want to, I don't have to. But there, you don't have the Beni of Beni of being Masatsim Yimei Bedin.
The point is, you want walls that there won't be a Hezekiah in between while they fall down.
Yeah, but it's still not the same as this case. You know, at the end of the day, it's not fine-tuned to this case. This case, both Lufi the Ramana and the Rashi, they both have the same Lashon, that the Beni of Beni is why he's being Masatsim Yimei Bedin. So the Rashba says the measure of durable has to be specific to this kind of case. And the Ramban says, no, if it's durable in general, then it's durable for this too. Because we don't measure what's durable for a case where I'm afraid of being Masatsim Yimei Bedin. You have to build what people consider to be a durable wall, because if it's not a durable wall, you're going to have to be Masatsim Yimei Bedin. What do I care? Because I don't want to be Masatsim Bedin. So if people could, so a normal wall of Chrysler ear, that's considered to be durable enough. And if it's durable enough for general purposes, then it's durable enough for the issue of being Masatsim Yimei Bedin as well. Anyway, the big question here is, and this in general is part of the big question in this mission is what kind of time is this that out of Beni Beni? This the rush we understand much more intuitively. I'm being mazik you with Hezek Re'il. So you have a tain of achokas nezokin. The whole second paragraph is that achokas nezokin. If I'm doing something in my chotzer that's mazik you, so I have to machik my mazik. So it's achokas nezokin. I'm being mazik with Hezekri. I have to take it away. So I took it away. So what kind of tain is this? But I'm afraid that a year from now it's going to fall down, and you're not going to want to take it away then, and I'm going to have to take it with entire. What kind of tain is that? The Rosh says shnei shayftim baretz. For people who for that we have batei dinim. Where does he have a right? Where does the one who wants to build gazos, Reuven over here, wants to build gazos, where does he have a right to tie it to Shimon? Shimon, I want you to spend money because I'm afraid that a year from now there's going to be a need for another wall, and you're not going to listen, and then you're going to be a troublemaker, and therefore you can keep your damn rent. And I want to build a nice wall now. Where does that schus to have such a tefiya come from? Yes, that's one of the big questions over here in the Mishnah. Yeah.
The Rosh quotes, it brings a raya from the case of Karen, and in the case of that you can have even temporary walls if you're taking care of it yourself, because right. You see that they keep making him gador, and he keeps having to rebuild, and seemingly that means he's...
Right, that's also time. The Rosh has a kasha on the Yesh Mefarshim. The Rosh asks, the Mishnah, first of all, yes, in the Gemara, based on the base, the Gemara brings a member of Nachman and Mishmul, that he have a gaga, samach lechotzer. If people have to go to class, they could go. There's a Bible or something now. Rav Nachman Shmuel says, if you have a gaga, samach lechotzer, so you have to build a micah, so that the Baal HaChotzer can't really see the Baal HaGag, but the Baal HaGag looks down on the Baal HaChotzer. So the Baal HaChotzer can be kai for the Baal HaGag to build a micah. So the Rosh doesn't say build the gozers, it says a micah. A micah is a fence. So you see that as long as he's kindness to Teich Shaloi, he can build the fence. There's no kind of, maybe it's going to fall down, I'm going to run to Beis Din. You don't have all of that. And you have the same thing by there's another raya. That's what I remember. Maybe as well, there's another raya there also.
He brings Vavim and Beis, but it's not a raya. He's just...
Because there doesn't, there Taka says that it's a wall.
Yeah.
I think the Kasha is from Gaga Samach Lechotzer. Gaga Samach Lechotzer doesn't say Isle Kaisel Kamina Gamadino. It says Isle Micah. Micah is enough. What happened to the Ramban and the Ramban? What happened to this time of the Ramban and the Rashba about the? So that needs a. That also needs a. That needs a.
Yeah.
A Yishuv.
I think the other Rishonim explained that the reason why when the wall falls, in the meanwhile you're not over on Kilayim, okay. Just because that's only if you're in a Satzel and you don't put it back up. But because Man that you wanted that you're not. Wrote to the Kiyuma that you're actively trying to put it back up, right. You're not over on any Yisurim. But maybe the other Rishonim told that's not true by our case, by Hezek Re'ia, and that's why by Hezek Re'ia there's an issue when even though maybe you'll try to put it up soon, inevitably it's going to fall, and then you're going to try to, in that meanwhile,
he brought a right also from Mechitza Zekerim. The right from Mechitza Zekerim is because even though Mechitza Zekerim, the Mishnah is talking about Klayim, but the reason why the Balak Tfuah can say to the Balak Kerem that you should make together is because the Balak Kerem has a chiyuv hachalkas nezokin because of his machresha that he has to put up a fence. So that's a fence of hachalkas nezokin. It's not a fence of hachalkas klayim. It's a fence of hachalkas nezokin stam that you're going to use your machresha and you're going to dig into his tfuah. It's a little bit confusing because there's two issues going on over there in Mechitza Kerem. There's the klayim dik issue. But then there's also the reason why the Baal HaKerem has to build a wall, which is because of Achakas HaMachresha, which is a Mishnah later on in Le'achbar, that's not talking about Klayim. Stam in Ilon, if you have an Ilon, you have to be Machig from Tfua, it's not Klayim, but you have to be Machig from Tfua, a wall or a Dal Ramas, because of Avoidus, the Avoid of the Ilon. The tractor needs four Ramas to go around. So there it says, Oimalei Gedor, make a Gedor. So the Rosh Hashanah is also Medayik. A Gedor doesn't say Vilva Gozus. Why? You have to build the gozers. Okay, so those are the two kashas. From you see other places where you have a chokas nezokin from an ilo and a chokas nezokin from a gag, and which is hezekriya. The gag is mamish hezekriya. It's exactly analogous to over here. And all it says is you build a mic. It doesn't say anything about build the gozers. So where does build the gozers come from? So that's a taina. So the rosh is for me. It's very good. As long as there, the Baal HaGag is doing it on his own. If you're doing it on his own, you can do whatever you want. It's only if you're trying to force the other guy to be mishtatif, so he can say, I don't want to waste my money. But according to the Ramban and the Rashba, there's nothing to do with whether, even if he's doing it on his own, it's a time in the Siluk of Hezekiah. The Reuben can say to Shimon, I want you to be misalik the Hezekiah now and forever. So how come that's not true by Gag HaSamach L'chotzer? Yeah, that's also an easy issue.